There are a lot of elements of Wisconsin's past that continue right to the present day, and we're lucky that the classic family-run resorts up north are still with us, some of them at least. And whether you think of the Chicago gangsters that used to come north to let things cool down at home, or you immediately picture fishing for muskies, those cabins, the cottages, and the lodges are a picture as part of our tourism history. Mary Bergen is a Madison-based travel writer. She specializes in Wisconsin and Midwestern destinations, and she's the author of several books on traveling in Wisconsin. Her writing can be found on her website, which we have a link to on my Facebook page, but it's roadstraveled.com, roadstraveled.com. Mary, great to have you back.
Thanks, Larry. I love the idea of talking about classic resorts, too, subject near and dear to my heart, but I'm going to guess we might define them in a little bit of a different manner between us.
Yeah, probably. How do you define them?
For me, I go back to my teenage years when I had my first real job, summer waitressing at a resort in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, the old Schwartz Hotel, place that had been around since the 1880s, and it was both a strange and wonderful job where we were worked really hard but got to meet people from all over the country who came in to work at this place. And for a little farm girl in Sheboygan County, that was a big deal. We got a meal off a week during the height of summer, not a day off, and it was to me, an idyllic setting.
Yeah.
And real fond memories.
Yeah. Well, I think of places like Herman's Landing on the Chippewa Flowage, or the Dunroven Lodge on the Chippewa Flowage. Herman's Landing is now called The Landing. I think it's gone under some new ownership, but it was an old classic right on the best musky waters of the Chippewa Flowage. And a nice bar and restaurant, and then the cabins. And the landing itself, a lot of people would come in and say, well, who's this Herman? And the bartender would always say, well, Herman is the owner's dog. And it was a big black lab, and Herman's picture was up on the wall. So that was that to me was kind of a classic old resort, but quite different from what you picture.
Right, because I'm thinking that a classic resort needs to have things like shuffleboard, an in-house band that plays big band music with dinner, a dining room with slip covers over hardback chairs, kind of looking like pillowcases.
Yeah.
And one price. And in some cases, these places would offer one rate for meals and lodging, mm-hmm. something that became discarded as time went on because people, as you know, have had a harder time staying in one place. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of eagerness to explore and shop. And I just came off of a nice few days away in Door County where we stayed at the Alpine Resort.
Another great old resort. I've stayed there too.
Right, and it's been, I think this is its 90th year of operation. It has many of the qualities that I just mentioned, and that gave me flashbacks to younger years, simpler times, and
sort of a genteelness about the place, maybe, huh?
Kind of, I think, in a sense of community,
yeah.
where if done right, and we are becoming a different kind of society, but if done right, you would get to know strangers by chatting at the pool or even the owner, Bill, at the Alpine had talked about how the dining room used to seat tables of eight, four couples together.
Mm-hmm.
Now people don't want that as much. You know, mm-hmm. there's more of a eagerness for privacy, and we have our video games and...
You know, that is really too bad. I'm going to hearken back to not long ago, actually, a few months ago when we were in Disney and Orlando and went to the at Epcot to the Germany's Pavilion for dinner. Mm. And there they you eat in groups. Mm. You know, a table would seat maybe up to 10 people or so, or a dozen people. And so you ate with others. And really, we actually went there twice, just because, in part, because it was so much fun to actually sit down with total strangers. And
get to know a little bit about each other.
Yeah, get to know a little bit about them. And mm-hmm. It was really quite nice.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of cruise line seating, too, which tends to be like that. And of course, with a resort, you sometimes would be seated with the same people for the duration of your stay. At least mm-hmm. that's the way it was when I was doing my waitressing gig back in the 70s.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. Mary Bergen, our guest. Maybe you have a resort that you have enjoyed, one of those classic resorts. I hope you'll let us know about it, or maybe you have a question about where can I find one of those. We can help you out there, too. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there, or if you've got a photo from one of your trips to one of those lodges, that'd be really cool, too.
I'd love to see that, too.
I'd love to see that, too. And Dave in Augusta is online, so let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hello, Larry. Thank you for the show. You've already touched about the Chippewa Flowage. You know that you and I both enjoy that body of water.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Herman's Landing is great. They just got done redoing that, and it is just a fine, fine place. The place I'm going to talk about is called Indian Trail Resort, and it's on the on the south side of the Chippewa Flowage. This place has been in the same family for about 45 years. It hasn't changed one bit. There are no frills at all. You get your basic cabin. You get a wooden rowboat along with the cabin. It's secluded. They've got a 5-cent jukebox. They've got a dime, a 10-cent bowling game yet, you know, with a sawdust and a silver puck that you throw there. Great pizzas. It's just set back in time, and that's where I go for 2 weeks a year, and it's not too far from me. But so I've got to put a plug in for the folks at Indian Trail Resort. It's just takes you right back in time, Larry.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Now, I've never stayed there. I stayed at the Dunrovin Lodge. I don't know if
right.
Are you familiar with Denny?
Oh, very much so. Dunrovin is a nice place too. Yeah. Yeah, there's Chief Lake Resort, Tiger Muskie. There's quite a few. Treelands Resort, that's a superior resort now. But one thing I forgot to mention, at Indian Trail Resort, they have a bunkhouse that guys can rent for about $21 a night.
Oh,
and
wow.
You're right off the water, and that includes your boat slip and use of the grill. And, oh, yeah, it's you know, you can go up there and not spend a lot of money and have a great time.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
You
bet, Larry. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, that sounds great. You know, that's that the bunkhouse, that'd be kind of fun for just a group of guys, you know?
It would be fun for a group of guys, or I'm thinking a family that is on a budget and really needs to, you know,
kind of watch it.
Watch
the
dollars,
money.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun to talk about. Denny at the Dunrovin, the owner there, I always get a kick out of it. I'd stop in there, and if he was tending bar, and they have a really nice restaurant there. I mean, to serve really high-quality food.
Mm.
But if people were looking like they were going to leave, he'd pull out a deck of cards, or he'd pull out, he had some magic tricks that were just absolutely unbelievable. And I think his whole ceiling is covered with dollar bills, and if you could, you bet a dollar, he'd bet you a dollar, and you get to, and you'd never get it. He would always trick you, and so then you'd write your name on the dollar bill and put it up on the ceiling. So the ceiling was completely covered with dollar bills.
Nice, yeah, good character.
Yeah, but he'd pull out some joy. You know, he'd say, "Well, let me see your watch or something." And he'd take that watch and he'd be doing some things and tricks and so forth. And then he'd say, "Well, what happened to the watch?" And he'd have the guy go over to a drawer and open the drawer, and there was the watch. And how he ever got it in that drawer, I will never know. Anyway, it was always a lot of fun on a rainy afternoon to sing with Denny at the Dunrobin. Art in Fifield, hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm in my 60th year at Boyd's Mason Lake Resort in the northwest corner of Price County. It is an American plan resort. You get your own cabin and there's housekeeping every day to keep the place orderly and beds made and so on. You go over to the hotel for your meals. The meals have been outstanding all 60 years I've been here. I believe the resort is in its 117th year.
Oh, man.
That's really a great accomplishment. And that American plan setup, as we mentioned a little bit before, has becoming more and more rare. What would a specialty be from the menu there? Is it good solid home cooking?
Saturday, of course, is turnaround day. And they start out Saturday night with prime rib. During the week, there's duck. There's a tenderloin one night, a pork tenderloin one night. Lunch is soups and salads, and breakfast is pretty much order what you want, whatever kind of eggs and bacon, sausage, whatever. They do their own baking here. Their sweet rolls and their desserts are made here on the premises. It's quite an operation, and as I say, it's been here 117 years.
And it's family-owned.
It's family-owned, family-operated. It's only the second family in all of history is still operating. It's the Simon family. Dick Simon and his sister Chris are currently operating the place.
And it's called Boyd's.
It's called Boyd's because Hugh Boyd started it. It's called Boyd's Mason Lake Resort. It's out near the Oxbow, in the northwest corner of Price County on Highway 70. It's something special.
Thank you, Art. I really appreciate it. That's great, isn't it? And to have Boyd's in operation for over 100 years?
Right.
Man, oh man, oh man.
And operating with that American plan, too, I think is really something. Good for them.
And, you know, there are so few of those anymore. They probably have a nice little niche for themselves. People mm-hmm. who like that sort of thing, there aren't that many places that you can go to anymore.
And depending on the location, if it's back to Door County and Alpine Resort, the owner there had said they had to make that an option versus a requirement with the room rates after a while, because in a place like Door County, you want to go, you want to explore.
Dear,
if you're on
the
tip
the
of it, you don't want to have to head all the way back just for lunch.
Yep.
And then,
makes sense. Thanks again, Art. Pat in Oshkosh, thank you for calling.
I just want to make your readers aware of a bicycle tour that's taking place in northern Wisconsin, and the purpose is to celebrate the historic lodges up there.
Oh, great.
It's a week-long bicycle trip, and two of the places that it's staying are Freilich Saner Lodge in Saner, which I believe goes back to the 1800s. I'm not sure. Still in operation. And another one is the Gateway Lodge in Land O'Lakes, which has been around at least since the 1930s. Unfortunately, it is full for this year, for 2012, but they will be doing the tour again in 2013. And it's ride your bikes, go to a lodge, stay there and eat, kind of like celebrating the old days, only on bicycles.
Oh, that sounds well. And how much, is there a lot of biking involved? Is it?
The mileage per day is between about 40 and 50 miles.
But okay, so not so bad.
There's a bag wagon, too, that'll pick people up.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you're interested in the contact information, as I said, it is full for this year, but if you're interested in the contact information, I could give you that or give your screener that.
Yeah, why don't you give us that?
Okay, its website is www.aroundwisbike.com.
Around WIS.
And then BIKE, you know, like Wisconsin.
BIKE.
Aroundwisbike.com.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll put that up on. We'll post that. You want to post
that?
Okay.
It's called the Northern Woods and Waters Tour.
Mm-hmm. Northern Woods and Waters Tour.
Is it always held in August or September?
Yes, at the end of August.
End of August, uh-huh.
That's to keep the traffic a little bit lower. If you hit at the height of July, riding bicycles might be a little dangerous.
That's a little more,
There's a little more traffic up there.
I've been to the Gateway. That's a great place. It's a real North Woods feel, right near the... Is that the place with the golf course? It's both in Michigan and Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's actually in Wisconsin, but it's right on the border. They have a wonderful chef and restaurant, and they have a golf course, and then there's a shooting. Clay?
Clay
I don't do shooting, but what a wonderful place. And it really has that historic feel with an old fireplace in the lobby and... very interesting place.
A really big fireplace, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's huge.
Thank you, Pat.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Mary Bergen, our guest today, talking with her about the classic northern Wisconsin resorts. Hope you'll join in with your questions or comments or maybe a photo. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post a question or a photograph on my Facebook page. That's The Larry Mueller Show. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for listening in here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest Mary Bergen talking about the classic northern Wisconsin resorts. Join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Go to my Facebook page. You can post there at The Larry Mueller Show. But let's go to Chris in Cooksville next. Hi, Chris.
Well, good morning. Thanks for this program.
Sure.
I was reminded of something your guest had said about how people at least used to sit in big tables and people you never sat with before. I was reminded of a movie, Mr. Hulot's Holiday. Had either of you ever seen Jacques Tati's?
No.
Oh, my. It refers to that, how people tend to, and I noticed when I stayed at the Schwartz Hotel, that people in large groups tend to sit at the same spot, even though they don't know each other and they have a chance to move anywhere. They sit down the first time and they return to that every time thereafter.
Mm.
Was that something you noticed when you were a waitress? At least people had stayed for more than a day.
Actually, when I was a waitress, there was a maitre d' who assigned people a spot.
Oh,
and
sure.
And that was their spot for the duration of their stay.
Huh.
And a lot of times people would be cut. You could see the friendships blossoming, and it was pretty cool.
Do you remember our resort? There used to be many in Elkhart Lake. I raced cars, and I've raced at Elkhart since, but they've all been torn down, but Schwartz is still there. Different name, I think.
Victorian Village.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Ostdorf has taken place of, maybe you remember, that theatrical...
Camp Harand.
There you go. Uh-huh. Oh, the name escaped me. What a beautiful structure that was.
Right.
The
doesn't
Resort
exist anymore. Pardon me?
The Pine Resort used to be there, and...
Yeah, Pine Resort, I think, eventually turned into lodging for some of the staff at other resorts, if I remember right. And then then I think that's a condo area now.
It is,
not
yeah.
open to the public, but private condo developments. Siepkins, of course, remains the classic and, to me, the queen of the Elkhart Lake resorts because... just the wonderful ambiance there. It's been around, quite a long time. I wrote down 1916 because that was another one I wanted to mention. Family-owned.
Yes.
Seasonal. That big, wonderful screen dining room, which I guess is only open on occasional weekends now, a sign of changing times. But the Stop-In Tavern remains a real popular gathering place, especially during those race weekends. And the sandwiches that come from there. I really like this place a lot. The sandwiches with the Siepkins rye with a little bit of molasses tossed in. And the
Siepkins is still a treat. It's a wonderful place to attend and besides car relationships to the concours that happens out in front. It's just a wonderful setting that Elkhart Lake has made for themselves. I just miss the old structures that used to be there, the Haps Resort and those old grandiose structures. Boy.
Yes, I agree.
I'm hoping someday there will be a book that covers all of the buildings that are now gone.
Wouldn't that be great?
It sure would.
I would like to read that myself.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling.
Well,
and actually, stay listening, though, because Jan and Nina has a comment here. Jan, hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, my comment is, some years ago, I couldn't tell the exact year, but Wisconsin Public Television had two programs. One was on camps, summer camps, and camps for adults as well, all through the states, the history of them, and many are still in existence today. But they had a wonderful program, too, about the early resorts and lodges like Boyd's and the Sand Lake Club up in Phelps and Voss's Birchwood Lodge, Manitouish Waters and Little Bohemia and all those places. And it's just wonderful to talk to people who had the memory of when these resorts started, how they started, all of the history. It would be a wonderful complement to this program. I would guess it might be available through the Wisconsin Public Television store, something like that. But it was just wonderful. And we did make a trip up to Sand Lake Club based on that program, and it was just a wonderful time.
Oh, you know, that's a great point. And you mentioned the Voss's Birchwood Resort. I've stayed there on the Manitouish waters more than once, and the fine family that they're big public radio supporters too. Our listeners, for sure.
And we stopped there, and I spoke to the elder family member. I don't know if she's living anymore, but she grew up there. There are wonderful pictures in this program of her as a young child and growing up at that resort. But she also has a connection. I live in Neenah here, and I worked for a number of years at UW Oshkosh, and she had a mentor at UW Oshkosh and was an art student here. So that was a connection that was personal to me. I was still working there at the time.
You know what? I'll have Judith take a look and see if we can't find out if those two public television specials are available, because it'd be really a lot of fun to, you know, it may be possible to purchase them or at least to look at them online, through the website.
Sure. I would hope so. It'd be a wonderful compliment to your program.
Thanks, Jan.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Judith will look into it, and we'll find out about those public television specials on the old-time resorts and the camps. The camps are another of them. Actually, that's a whole other story.
Uh-huh. Summer camps like specialty camps?
There was a camp called Camp Wee Hockey, for example, in a place where I used to fish in the area. It was always staffed by students from University of Minnesota primarily, but they were always a lot of fun. Carol in Wisconsin Rapids, hi.
Hi. I have a current family resort that we've been going to. We found it online and couldn't believe it could be true. We went and visited, and everything you see online is exactly what you get. It's called Mallard Lake Resort. It's between Webster and Spooner. It's a small lake, spring-fed, clear all year long. They have five cabins that they rent to families. And then back farther in the woods away from the lake, they have a permanent campground that people have their campers in for a year. They have a putting green, a swimming area with a big balloon thing you can jump off of, and a dock, pier, water skiing, sailing. It's just a marvelous place, family run. And so the owners do the cooking. They have movie night. They have a snack bar. They'll serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they have all kinds of beverages, and it's just a wonderful place.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah, I'll go.
See, I had somebody wondering about the resort, and I think it was Indian Trails Resort that had the bunkhouse for $21 a night. I think it was Indian Trail Resort. And here I've got my notes, and I'm trying to quickly look through them. But I'm
That's what I wrote down too.
Indian Trail Resort for the person who's wondering about the bunkhouse that was mentioned in the Chippewa Flowage area there. By the way, somebody else emailed Liz in Appleton, wondered if resorts are always on water.
By my definition, yes. You have to have a beach, you have to have water on, and a beach, and rowboats that are free access to people staying there.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's another one that I have stayed at a number of times. I guess it wouldn't qualify as a northern Wisconsin for sure, but Heidel House.
Heidel House is a longtime classic resort that I think a part of the charm is the setting.
Yeah,
small community.
Beautiful setting.
Stretching over a wonderful part of Green Lake.
Yeah. Good food, great facilities, a really nice indoor pool as well.
Mm-hmm.
And good golf courses in that right there in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I've had some really enjoyable times at the Heidel House for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mike in Hayward, hi, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Thank you. I've got a resort 13 miles east of Hayward on Callahan Lake, and I just want to put a plug in for the experience that the kids get being in a natural setting. Nothing against water parks or anything, but if they just do the water parks, they grow up believing that the Wild River is chlorinated and the wildlife are made out of fiberglass.
Uh-oh.
I had some friends come from Southern California, and they had three kids. We took them out on a sunny day to look for turtles. They were big fans of turtles, and sure enough, we found 12 of them just turtle back up on a log. And one of them turned to me and he says, "When do they feed them?" "When do they feed what?" And he says, "When do they feed the turtles?" They had no idea those turtles needed nothing from us. And, you know, how are the kids going to save the environment when they don't even know what it is? So that's, we realized right then we were doing something good.
And what's your resort, Mike?
It's Woodhaven Resort.
Woodhaven.
On Callahan Lake, a little five-cabin resort with a little log cabin tavern.
Woodhaven Resort. Mike, thank you very much. You make some really, Mike makes some great points, doesn't
really
he, Mary?
Really important points, the reconnection to nature or for kids in particular, exposure to nature in a way that they've not experienced it before is real important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you.
Jerry in Prairie du Chien, hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've just finished reading a book, Return to Wake Robin, One Cabin in the Heyday of Northwoods Resorts. And for readers or listeners who have a Northwoods cabin or have been to a Northwoods cabin or just want to know what the experience is like, that book was poignant. We've had the experience, maybe 3-4 times over my lifetime of being able to be at a resort, and this book just seems to capture those kinds of memories. Return to Wake Robin, One Cabin in the Heyday of the Northwoods Resort, recently published by the Wisconsin Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Marnie O. Mamenga, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, M-A-M-M-I-N-G-A, is the author, and she writes about her family cabin that was built in the 1920s and is now in its fifth generation.
Yeah.
Great read.
Thank you very much for reminding us about that. And I don't know, Mary, have you read the book yet?
I know about the book, and I have a copy at home but have not gotten through it yet. I also believe that it's important to document these wonderful passages of time. I have a feeling that as time goes on, it's going to be more and more precious.
And while we're at it, I should mention Sarah Rath's book, which is fiction, but also based in, a lot of it's based on their cabin in the north on Star Lake. And her book is The Waters of Star Lake. So it's actually the volume two of a two-part book.
Sarah's a wonderful writer.
A great writer. And so she's been on to talk about it. I highly recommend The Waters of Star Lake and her earlier book, which the title is escaping me at the moment. But it was another one that's set in a resort. And Jerry, thanks again for calling. I appreciate your call. And Dawn in Wausau, I'll turn to you next. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I would like to mention Telemark Resort in Hayward. I don't know if that's been mentioned. I didn't hear all of the program.
No, it hasn't.
No.
But it should have been.
Yes, excellent. Well, I was born up in Hayward. I was actually born in an estate that is now a different resort, Whiplash Resort. It was a private estate at that time, but Telemark holds a special place in my heart. Pretty much if you're a resident of Hayward, you have to do the Berkey. So they have the Berkey up there. They just, some investors just bought it out before they were going to, from what I understand, tear it down. They got the I think it's the largest fireplace, and it has some in Wisconsin or somewhere. I'm not exactly sure of that statistic, but I'm so happy that they've been able to save that resort. They have added swimming. They have the mountain biking on the same Berkey Trail. They are really trying very hard. They've done a lot of renovations. They have a new chef, a coffee bar. So I'm really excited that they're having a breath of fresh air into Telemark Resort. And I'd like to hear if your guest has experienced that resort.
I swung over just a couple months ago, not to stay overnight, but to take a look, because I too had understood that the future was a little uncertain, but looking hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it looked like a tremendous property and in real good shape. And
the original owner really brought a lot to the community of Hayward and that whole area. He was a great promoter. He had a lot of good ideas and probably a few bad ones too, but he had some good ideas and brought a lot of people and a lot of revenue to the people in that area.
Architecturally, I think that lodge is outstanding.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah. Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Tom on Facebook says, my name is Tom Eyring, and I worked at Schwartz's for several years when I was in my teens. That was in the mid-60s. What experiences we had then. You're right. Very hard work. I grew up in St. Cloud, just down the road from Elkhart Lake. Love to run into you and hash over old times over a beverage or two. Was Ada still the dining room hostess when you were there?
Yes, she was.
Ada was, and she
would swim across Elkhart Lake and back every day as her exercise, and she was in, I don't know, her 70s, perhaps even close to 80 when I knew her.
Oh, that's cool. So there's that. So Ada's, well, she's not there anymore.
Rest in peace, Ada.
Rest in peace. Oh, and George in Duluth, Minnesota, has a comment or question. Hi, George.
Hi. Have you heard of Hunky Dory Resort near Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, in the western part of Wisconsin?
No.
Hunky Dory? It's been around since 1902. And in the same family since 1938, Hunky Dory is an American Plan resort. I know you've been mentioning the disappearance of American Plan places, and they fix three meals a day. You go up to the lodge, and it's good home-cooked food. It's in Polk County. It's about 25 miles northeast of St. Croix Falls. St. Croix Falls is on the western edge of Wisconsin. This is just east of there, and it's a wonderful resort. Our family's been going there for over 60 years.
Wow, that's
hunky-dory
become
resort.
A wonderful family tradition then.
Yeah,
good for you.
Right.
Thank you, George.
Several generations of our family have been going there now.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling Hunky Dory Resort, and that's, I'm sure, online. How about Roy in Hortonville? Hi, Roy.
Yeah, good morning. I'm just wondering if there is a good secondary reference that you could lead us to regarding some of these more traditional resorts. I'm guessing that if a resort hasn't changed in the last 60 years, that they probably also don't have a website.
A lot of them do, though, actually.
I'm sure a lot do, but the ones that don't are probably the ones that are, you know, going to be the most interesting to find. So is there, maybe an issue with Wisconsin Trails magazine or who knows what, that I guess we could use as sort of a secondary resource to hunt these places down. And having made that comment, I'd also like to put in a plug for a place up in northern Door County called the Wagon Trail Resort.
Stayed
there a number
yes.
of times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rawlings Bay.
So, yeah.
Any response to the question?
I think that is one of the things that makes it overwhelming for the average traveler. You can go to a community's website, click on the lodging link. Maybe there's even a resorts link. But especially in northern Wisconsin, it becomes overwhelming. You see a list. You see a list, and with a lot, there aren't websites, so then you don't know. On my website, if you use resort as the keyword, you will find some of the places that have caught my attention. I tend to really take notice of that type of thing and let others know about it because I know that these owners aren't typically doing it on their own. You'll find things about Siebkins and coming soon, something on the Alpine Resort in Door County. Holiday Acres in Rhinelander has been around for a long time and is a good match for people who love jazz. Siebkins, I've mentioned, I've written about that. Stouts Island Lodge near Birchwood and Rice Lake is a real unusual gem because it's on its own little island and you need a little ferry ride to get there. And if you're not staying at the resort, you won't be on the grounds.
Yeah, so very cool as well. And you know, you might, one of the things that I have done actually, if you the Chambers of Commerce, if you actually get on the phone with somebody there and say,
that's true.
What I'm looking for this sort of resort or this kind of circumstance. But I hope you'll also just go back and listen again to this show. There are many Indian Trails, Boyd's, Voss's.
I bet we have at least a dozen.
There's at least a dozen mentioned here on this show.
In different parts of the state, too.
And all around the state. So I hope you'll do that, Roy. And I hope everybody else does, too. We could try to put something together. I'll have to see. It may be possible for us to put a few of these together and post on our Facebook page. In the meantime, always a pleasure, Mary.
Thank you, Larry. Same here.
Thanks so much. And what's your website again?
RoadsTraveled.com.
RoadsTraveled.com. That's the place to go to find out what Mary Bergen's up to and what you might be able to have fun doing. She will be back and we will talk with her again. Really appreciate it. We've been talking about that rich history of tourism in Wisconsin's Northwoods and really around the state. But coming up next, we're going to take a look at a well-known site in southwestern Wisconsin, Taliesin. The current building is actually the third Taliesin to stand there, and author Ron McCrae joins us to talk about his new book. It's called Building Taliesin. Frank Lloyd Wright's Home of Love and Loss. Boy, what a fascinating story. I hope you'll stay tuned to get in on that story here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.